Good freaking morning, everybody. It is 10:06 where I am, and I just had one hell of a morning. Pretty much running around like a chicken with my head cut off. That was freaking fun, let me tell you. Anyway, I'll get into that in a minute. First of all, I want to remind you that I do have the listener support. So if you are listening to this podcast and you want to go ahead and donate, that's fine. If you don't, that's also fine. There's a button you click and it'll take you right to where you can donate and support this podcast. If you do, thank you from the bottom of my heart. It means so much to me. You have no idea. So with my crazy hectic morning story that does, yes, indeed does have to deal with fertility, let's get into it. Okay. So my morning started off with a phone call from my husband, which he usually calls me while he's at work when he's almost done, and then he'll call me on his way home. So that was great. That was fabulous. Anyway, so then I decided, since I have my MRI scheduled for tomorrow, that I needed to call the hospital and see what kind of copay I've got, because I need to know to make sure that, you know, I have all the funds situated, everybody's Gucci. We're all good, right? Wrong. So I called the hospital this morning, radiology, and asked, hey, I'm a dumbass, and I forgot to ask yesterday about a copay when I called and scheduled myself to have this done. And she's like, okay, well, let me see if they, you know, I've ran your account, you have this insurance, right? And I was like, yeah, totally, I have this insurance. And she's like, okay. And so she pulls up my account after I give her my last name, my birthday, all that fun shit. And she goes, oh, well, you need a prior authorization or you pretty much have to pay out of pocket because it might not be covered. And the bill, copay is like $258.62. Okay, I can handle that for an MRI. I can totally handle that for an MRI. What I couldn't handle is what if it was not covered, and that would have been $3,000 that I don't have out of pocket. Out of fucking pocket. No. Not today, Satan. No. So she's like, well, call your doctor and ask about the copay, or not the copay, sorry, the prior authorization, because they should be the one that gives it to you. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. So I go ahead and I call the fertility clinic and I'm talking to the receptionist and I'm explaining to her what's going on. And she's like, wait, okay, well, you need to call your insurance and ask them to get a prior authorization for you. If they need to talk to us, they can go ahead and do that. That's fine. And I was like, okay, fucking lovely. So I go ahead and I get off the phone with the fertility clinic and I called the insurance because I guess, you know, whatever. So I'm on the phone with customer service and she's like, oh, well, you need to get the prior authorization code from your doctor. And I was like, I just called my doctor and they told me to call you. So that's what I'm doing. And she's like, okay, well, they need to process this through their thing, but if you give me their number, I can call them, we can get this sorted out. And I was like, okay, fine. So I give them, I give insurance, the fertility clinic's number, and she's like, okay, hang on. So she puts me on hold for like 2 to 3 minutes. And so I'm sitting here doing my morning routine, adjusting the plant because I have like a jillion plants and they needed to be rotated, all that fun shit. That doesn't matter. So she gets back on the phone and she's like, okay, well, my husband was calling me. Sorry. Yeah. That was my husband. And so she gets back on the phone and she goes, oh, well, They're going to work on getting it for you, but it could take, if it's not expedited, up to 10 days, and if it's expedited, up to 72 hours. So I would call and cancel your appointment. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So I get off the phone with insurance, because she told me, you know, maybe you should call the fertility clinic in the afternoon, get it taken care of. She said she was going to try to push it through for you, and I was like, okay, whatever. What the fuck ever. I don't even care anymore. And so I'm sitting here getting ready to do the podcast after all of that. And the fertility clinic calls me and she's like, I have a prior authorization number for you. I was so damn excited because I didn't have to cancel my appointment. And I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Anyway. And so then I called the hospital again, radiology, and we had everything squared away. So the lesson here, children, is to always have insurance and a good clinic that you're working with. Because Lord knows that you would be totally and completely fucked if you didn't. I would have to pay $3,000 out of pocket. So super needless to freaking say, I am so lucky that I am working with the people I am working with, and we're getting all of this diagnostic stuff, well, more of it, out of the way, because it's a lot. Infertility and finding out what the actual hell is wrong with your body is a lot to take in. So if you know somebody who's going through infertility or who has just started this journey and you think it's easy, it is absolutely not. Absolutely not. And all we ask for us people who are going through it is that you just love us and you just support us. And if we're angry, be angry with us. Like, I definitely don't want anybody's pity. But I like sympathy. Pity, no. Sympathy, yes. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to end this podcast. Don't forget, like the ad says, to check out Anchor. Don't forget it. It's amazing. I'm having a blast doing this. And also don't forget, if you would like to check out the listener support, it would mean the world to me if you did, even if you just looked at it. Thank you. Also, don't forget to check out all of my social medias that I will link in the description down below. And I will talk to you guys soon. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow's MRI day, but probably Thursday in the morning after I pay some bills, because Thursday's payday. So I will talk to you guys on Thursday. I love you all so very much. Lots of love, lots of light, lots of hope, and lots of baby dust. Bye, guys.